hope. This last weekend, I was on a retreat, and Father Burnaby, who many of you know, was the retreat master, and he spoke. One of his talks was on patience, and he spoke of patience from Aristotle, the great philosopher. He and Thomas Aquinas, probably the two greatest of all time. Aristotle precedes Christianity by maybe 500 years, but he's talking about the virtue of patience. Mr. Ed is in here taking a picture. And here are some things about patience, and patience relates to hope, and keep listening because it's really important. Patience is one of the universal virtues. It means in order for any of the other virtues to work, you must have the virtue of patience. It's like humility is another one of the universal virtues. You cannot be loving and faithful and hopeful and fortitude and all that without humility. Ditto for patience. And patience comes from the virtue of fortitude, strength. It's this thing, you've got to be strong to be patient, etc. So Aristotle is unpacking the virtue of patience, and he says, in the end, patience is not worth it, because every virtue has its end in something. And he says, patience ultimately has its end in the hope of something better. And at the end of this life, there are only the gods to torment you, or Hades. So he doesn't have Jesus yet. He doesn't have the revelation of the beatific vision of paradise to come and communion with God and a happiness and a love beyond all understanding and belief. When Jesus comes, it means that the virtue of patience can now be exercised in everything, because it does have an end, and the end is to patiently persevere to the kingdom of heaven, to the beatific vision. And this is, again, is only possible with the virtue of hope, that you have to believe that this is there and coming and awaiting you. And as you do, it's amazing what we can handle in this life because of maybe those twofold virtues of patience and hope. And without that hope and the beatific vision of what's coming, what Jesus opened for us when he died on Calvary and ascended into heaven, then all of this is just wasted, isn't it? But we know, and praise be to God, because if you're not a Christian, you don't. And you don't. And just, I was just looking at some stats the other day where, the vast majority of 18 to 30 year olds have no religious affiliation, or if they do, it's very weak and they don't know their Christian faith, etc. And so they're just, living without this hope. They're living without the end point of what this is all about. And so they're living in the present moment in the internet and, video games for guys, and tragically pornography for a lot, and, hair dyeing and nose piercing and tattoos, and this sort of like, there's no point to all of this. There's no end point that makes a sacrifice or communion with God reasonable. For them, it's like the gods, and whatever might follow after death. But as Catholic Christians, we take so much for granted, and we shouldn't. And we should be aware and so grateful. I want to say, too, that this Catholic radio station gives hope to thousands and thousands of people, tens of thousands. I don't know what the listenership is. But those things that we practicing Catholics take for granted, we can't take for granted for the masses. We just can't. They're living without hope. They're living without the end of the purpose of this life. And because they don't possess it, they don't possess patience either, because that has an end. And if it doesn't arrive in a place of perfection for eternity, then it's not worth it. And you just see this kind of not only self-destructive behavior, but societally destructive behavior. And so this Catholic radio station is hope in the airwaves. It's light in the darkness. And even one little flame, one little lit candle in an eternity of darkness overcomes the eternity of darkness. It cannot overcome the light. So I hope that you will make a contribution to support Catholic Radio, because maybe it does something great for you, but most importantly, because it does so much good for so many other people unknown to you. There was somebody who came into Holy Redeemer at Easter Vigil who said, it began with Catholic Radio. I was just channel surfing, and I stumbled on it, and I started listening here and there, and started listening more and more, after a while, it's like, whoa, there's something here. And so you never know. It's just doing incredible good. So I hope if you're listening and you haven't yet made a donation, please do that. And it doesn't have to be a big one. You know, the little drip, drip, drip over a long period of time fills up a big tank of water. So whatever you can give, and whatever pledge you can make, and you can make whatever payment plan you want, maybe if it's just a dollar a day, or even 50 cents a day, or whatever it is that you can do will make a big difference in the life of so many people.